Senate Bill 24, an act to continue to allow investigative materials to be confidential during the investigative phase and to allow the material to be obtained by parties to a complaint after a probable cause determination is made.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman, committee members. I'm Ray Falk. I'm from the Division of Human Rights. I'm here to introduce Senate Bill 24. Basically, what Senate Bill 24 does is it removes the sunset clause from SDCL 2013-32.1, and this was enacted 2 years ago. It provides that information and materials obtained during an investigation by the division are confidential before a probable cause determination is issued, and allows the division to disclose all investigatory materials to both parties and issue or after the issuance of a probable cause determination upon receipt of a written request and payment of copying costs. Before the enactment of SDCL 2013-32.1, SDCL 127-28-32 was controlling, and this prevented the division from treating both parties the same after a probable cause determination was issued. This required that the charging party obtain the authorization of the respondent to obtain information from the division's investigatory materials. This was in opposition to the division's purpose to provide equal opportunity to all citizens of the state. The purpose of SDCL 2013-32.1 is to provide both parties equal access to the division's investigatory materials at the conclusion of an investigation after a probable cause determination is issued. The sunset clause was included at the request of the governor to allow time to determine if the statute had any potential for misuse. In the 18 months since the statute was enacted, the division has not experienced any misuse of the statute. Since the statute was enacted, the division has issued 19 probable cause determinations. One charging party and one respondent requested copies of investigatory materials after the determination was issued, and there was no misuse involved there. I'm asking for your support of Senate Bill 24.
Thank you, Mr. Vault. Are there any other proponents? Any opponents? Is there any questions of the committee? Representative Olson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I would have two questions for the gentleman. First, which party was restricted from getting the information currently?
It would have been the charging party, the individual who had filed the complaint.
And so I'm to understand basically you're trying to get out from under the gag law. Is that what you're trying to do?
Well, you're referring to what is the gag law?
I'm referring to the 128 to 132, the gag law.
Essentially, yes.
Okay, thanks.
Any other questions? Thank you. We'll close public testimony to the committee discussion and or action on Senate Bill 24. Representative Galinsky moves do pass. Is there a second? Second by Representative Broderick. Any discussion on the motion? Hearing none. All those in favor will say aye. Those opposed, nay. And the secretary will call the roll.
Bogalka. Broderick.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Galinsky.
Aye.
Hansen.
Aye.
Madsen.
Aye.
Nesselhoff.
No.
Olson.
Aye.
Peterson.
Aye.
Solem.
Aye.
Siebert.
No.
Kono.
Aye. That motion passes. 9-2. 9-2.
Yep.
9-2.